So some reflections from the last week, 10 days. Grief, the spiritual battle we're in. The only way through is the way of the Christ, the way of Christ Jesus. The only way through is the way of love, sacrifice, going into the darkness and bringing transformation. So grief for Stuart. You feel tired, partly because of disturbed sleep, but more because of how exhausting are all the emotions. You may find it hard to concentrate. You think the crying may have stopped and then just find the tears flowing again. All the longing that Stu could have been brought back to the realms of love and reason. Stu was such a big character, such a presence. You see him. Jenny and I were walking in the fields in Westcott. We saw a man ahead on the path coming towards us. We both thought immediately it could be Stu. Same height, same build, same gait, but of course it wasn't. I look out of our kitchen window and I see Stu again, going to the old parish office as he often did when he was our youth worker. But it's just a ghost of a memory. And all the time in the grief, thinking of praying for Steph and Hannah, and Stu's parents, John and Sheila, and his brother Andy, and all the family, whose grief is unfathomable. I realise again that so much of Christian ministry is about ministering into the dark places, being with people in the utter hurts and sadnesses of this life. We may think when we sign up as Christians, we're doing it for a good deal. We think we're joining a boss who is love and benevolence and power and miracles, a boss who is Lord and sovereign. And he is. Our God is all of that and more. But we may not fully realise when we sign up, or we may forget that our God is fighting a mighty battle. A battle against darkness, the fight against sin, death and the devil. And the only way to victory is the way of Christ Jesus. Those of you who've been in our church for a while will know that I love the book of Revelation. In pictures and poetry that cannot be fully understood, but only experienced in the senses, Revelation never shies away from the realities of this world. Pain and destruction are the lot of individuals, nations, the whole creation, all unflinchingly described. And it has to be said, there is a special pain for the church, for Christians. The night before Stuart died, he and Steph were in a life group. I am very grateful to you who are with Stu that night and with Steph, praying with him, praying with them. And that same night, the Vicarage life group met. All of this was on Zoom, of course. In our groups, we looked at the passage we had read today, Revelation chapter 12, simply because the daily readings of the Church of England have been following Revelation. But see this passage and see the reality of evil, see the mighty battle that is going on, and be prepared. In just 13 verses, the passage reflects the tumultuous spiritual warfare that is going on in the birth of Christ Jesus, his death, resurrection, and ascension. Evil cannot stand it. Evil launches a tremendous fight. In verse 7, the dragon and his angels fought back. Verse 8, but he was not strong enough and they lost their place in heaven. Verse 9, the great dragon was hurled down, that ancient snake called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. The devil, as we plainly see, is on earth. But the force of evil, has no ultimate power. It is cast out of the heavenly realms where our true citizenship lies. See verses 10 to 11. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb. The victory is ours. Shout out, alleluia. As Christians, we have signed up in the winning army. Again, alleluia. But it is an army, and there is a battle still to be fought on this earth. In this Advent season, approaching Christmas, recognize the realities that we face. A quote from the great late saint of our times, Eugene Peterson. He says this: "The gospel nativity stories cannot be sentimentalized into coziness. It is St. John's genius to take Jesus in a manger attended by shepherds and wise men and put him in a cosmos attacked by a dragon. Our response to the nativity cannot be reduced to shutting the door against a wintry world, drinking hot chocolate and singing carols. Rather, we are ready to walk out of the door with high praises of God in our throats and two-edged swords in our hands." And something of the dynamic, tumultuous spiritual forces going on in the birth of Christ Jesus is depicted in the image on your screen, Mystic Nativity by Botticelli. So, in all grief, in all darkness, we are to walk out of the door with high praises of God in our throats and two-edged swords in our hands. We are to get involved in the battle. In the gospel reading we heard, Jesus tells us there simply can be no other way. Talking to his disciples, he is anticipating his own death, preparing for us the glories of heaven. And he says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas is the first to ask, "Lord, we haven't a clue. We don't really know what you're talking about. How can we know the way?" And Jesus says, see me, the way I live, who I am, what I am going to do. See me, I am the way, the truth and the life. There is no other way through this life to the glories of heaven. It is Jesus' way, the way of love, self-sacrifice, to death on a cross. The way of taking the fight straight to the devil, going into the places of darkness. "This is the truth," says Jesus. "That's life." Philip isn't content with the answer. Verse 8, "Lord, that's all very well, but please just show us the Father, God." And Jesus replies, "Do you really not get it, Philip, after I've been with you so long? There isn't another way. There isn't a God who will magic away all the world's problems. There isn't a God who will keep you away from darkness. There isn't a God who takes away my way, the way of love, self-sacrifice, to death on a cross. Get over it. This is the only way of God," Jesus is saying. "See me and know God. This is how darkness will be overcome." The grief is immense. The grief in the death of our friend and brother Stu, just missing him being here with us, being around in our village, trying to be alongside Steph and Hannah, John and Sheila and Andy and all Stu's family. The grief is about this world as it is, a place where darkness is so often manifest. But thank God this world, our lives are in the norm so very good. Thank God that we are on the winning side by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God, as the book of Revelation will go on to so gloriously describe, there will be a day where mankind lives with God and he will wipe every tear from our eyes. So take rest when you need it. Enjoy this good life that God has given to us. But never forget, there is a war on. You have to get up and be ready to get in the fight. We have to go into this week and coming weeks and months with high praises of God in our throats and two-edged swords in our hands and all of the other spiritual armor that we need. We have to get out there and in the strength of Christ Jesus, get involved in his way, the way of love, self-sacrifice, entering the darkness, joining the battle, bringing transformation. In the name of Christ, and to honour Stu, who spent so much of his life bringing God's light into people's darkness, we are to go and fight sin, death, and the devil. Amen.